This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. AI tools will change, undoubtedly, the way we work. They're already starting to. But the path to productivity doesn't appear to be a straight line. Kian Gohar is an AI researcher and CEO of Geolab, a leadership development firm. He's the author of a new study taking a look at the effects of AI tools on ideas, workflow, and performance. It's published in the March-April Harvard Business Review. Gohar spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
So you designed this experiment, and you had actual humans take on different tasks. Some of them were just working on the problem, standard style, traditional. Others also had access to generative artificial intelligence system.
Yeah, exactly. We were really interested in measuring the quantity of ideas they developed and the quality of ideas they developed. And as a result came in, we were shocked. AI-assisted teams only had modest gains compared to their human-only counterparts. And this was because these generative AI models are designed to give us the most likely answer to a potential question. We've had decades of conditioning to type in the perfect term in a search engine to get the right answer. And humans have a bias to settle for acceptable or good enough answers. Most teams are repeating the same behavior with AI and predictably getting average answers. And this is sort of what we call the tyranny of the search box. It's not the tech that's the problem. It's how humans use the tech that's the problem.
I'm hearing that there may be some learnings from your research that might inform even individual use.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd recommend talking to AI like you would to a colleague and give the AI context about the topic. We really need to have more chat and less bot.
You're going to have people in companies at top levels. You're going to have teachers going, how do I get the training to figure out how I'm supposed to interact with these AI devices?
Yeah, the school systems are probably most likely the ones who are going to train younger generations on AI soft skills. But if you're in the workforce, we're seeing a big expectation gap. Chief HR officers are trying to teach people how to use it, but they can't do it at scale. This leaves employees left on their own to experiment on learning AI. Now, as part of our research, we developed a conversational AI drill coach that trains all employees on conversational AI at scale. We're seeing teams 10x their team's AI skills in just 10 days.
It sounds like you might be able to train yourself as some sort of facilitator. It's like in most families, there's the go-to IT person. It may be that each organization has a few go-to AI people. But what are some of the questions that you have going forward?
The part we're trying to figure out is how do teams learn to use these AI skills most effectively so that they become habits rather than being a chore? Like most good things, you don't become an Olympic champion overnight. You go to the gym and train for years until you get better at it. And that's where we are right now with AI.
Kian Gohar, AI researcher and CEO of the leadership development firm Geolab, his co-researcher Jeremy Utley at Stanford. The article, Don't Let Generative AI Limit Your Team's Creativity, we'll have a link to that along with his AI best practices on our website, marketplace.org. Mr. Gohar, thank you very much.
David, thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.